Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, first things first. Eric is not in the room, but she'll be back.
Erica!
Yeah. She's on a cruise trying to avoid us. She'll be back this week, though.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about... It's... If I'm being honest, this is Aaron's fault.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have been pushing Halloween on us since mid-August.
Yep. I don't see the problem with that.
So here's what we want. We want, like... horror movies. I'm trying.
Okay.
Have I told you guys the new anxiety thing that's happening to me?
No.
You did mention it to me.
We want the horror movies that are must-haves that are so good that they scarred you. Like you can't mm-hmm. get over it. I have reached a point in my life. This happened when I was watching, what was the movie where she got beat up? It's the girl who we...
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us. I couldn't finish that movie. I had to come in the next day. We talked mm-hmm. about it on the air. It's like, can I keep watching it? If I just pushed through 5 more minutes, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But that's the Blake Lively,
yes.
the Justin Baldwin, yep. the one that caused yes. all the drama. Okay.
I am at a place now where I can't believe we're doing this topic on the air. We're looking for your movies that screwed your head up so bad that will literally make me stop them. There's a movie called The Substance.
Yeah.
What?
And I can't finish it. I've paused it twice and come back the next day. And then I watch another like 5 minutes of it. It gives me, something's wrong with me. I probably need therapy hard. Like I get mm-hmm. in the middle of the movie and like, it's like Saw. Like,
did this one win a bunch of awards?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's a lot of boobs in it, but it's like,
oh.
I'm just trying to talk to you. It's okay. Demi Moore.
How bad can it be?
And this
Quaid.
Smoke show of this girl. Who's the...
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, but who's the new girl in it?
Margaret Qualley?
I don't know. She's beautiful.
Okay.
And naked in a good chunk of the movie, which you'd think I would be able to push through.
Yeah.
But it's like, there are just scenarios where you're supposed to follow rules and she's not following the rules.
Mm.
And you're like, God. just, and I have to turn it off because it just, it just, and it, here we are.
Really?
We're going to get calls from listeners going, oh yeah, watch this movie. You'll pause it. Do you know how fast, like the idea of watching Saw right now, I don't think I'd make it through the first scene.
Really?
No way. That's mine. That's screwed me up for
Saw.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh my
Because it's
gosh.
So real.
Yes, exactly. It felt like, oh my, that could just happen.
Somebody
like,
could be that messed up and right. go, like, just kill me. Please just kill me. Or please just kill T-Hack. Don't make us decide.
Right. Yeah. I remember because that came out right when we were like dating and going over it. Like, oh, let's watch a scary movie. And you're double dating. So you can't be the one to go, no,
hey,
I don't
want to
watch
turn this off?
Yeah, like, I'm like terrified.
Can we
like,
watch High School Musical?
Right.
Or?
Exactly. Thank you. We're all in this together. No, we got to watch Saw instead.
You can't.
It's terrifying. And it was the first because at up then I'd seen Halloween or whatever. Like you seen where there's a scary guy,
but it's
he's there's no. What's
you know
the,
what
I
it
can't
is?
Think of
he's
his name.
Chasing, and there's
yes.
some chasing I don't like, but I feel pretty fast.
You feel like you could, you would do well if this
it's
were real.
It's when it's psychological.
Thank yes. And that was the first one that I saw that was that way. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is.
I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it so much.
I remember going to the bathroom at this girl's house while we're watching
I'm
Saw.
Like crying.
And had all the lights on. She's like, turn the lights on. I'm like, it's scary over here.
You got your phone, you got your flashlight on.
Exactly.
There, I will say, there is something where it's like, after a horror movie, you have to watch like SpongeBob just to like chill out a little bit. But
my,
I love that.
My daughter will binge. Like, she'll
wow.
watch.
Yes.
She just went and watched the Black Phone movie. The
I never
saw the first one because the trailer made me pause it.
I agree. I'm the same.
Ethan Hawke looks all screwed up and like there's a phone on the wall going, ah, and you're just like, ah.
Thank you.
Look at Aaron. Do you like him?
I do, but I am a hypocrite because I have not seen a lot of horror movies.
Really?
I love them, but I just forget about them.
Can you
them,
watch it
I,
alone?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah. I always just like find something else that I'm behind on and I forget to watch them.
Okay.
Me too. I just keep forgetting, you know?
Yeah,
one,
that's it.
One of these days.
Honey, I don't think we've watched this BBC documentary on the plight of the woodland owl. So behind on this woodland owl series.
Okay, in my defense, I'm catching up on true crime, which is still kind of...
All right, so best horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movies that will make me pause it. The movie that will scar us for life. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
So like I said, I'm very behind on horror movies. I did just watch one the other day, though. That was pretty good. It's called Talk to Me. It's an Australian one, so the accents are great.
Okay.
But it's a really cool concept where they have this hand statue. You hold the hand statue, you say, talk to me, and you're able to talk to, like, or interact with dead people. It is insane.
Okay.
I think you would pause it.
Is it scary, actually, or is it?
Is it psychological, weird?
Yeah.
Okay. Because
you don't know, like, what's real, what's not.
I don't like it. I don't, you guys, I'm going to pause the show. I don't
know if you can do that.
I can't do this. I honestly don't want to take calls.
Yeah,
I'm feeling, because there's, somebody was trying to talk me into, maybe somebody in the room will know what it is, but it's like, there's two of you. Like, there's like, there's an alternate family.
Yeah. Like, it's, what I do know it. The hold on.
Somebody's going to text in and tell us, but it's like,
it's a key or a Peele one.
Yeah,
no?
I think.
Oh, Jordan Peele?
I think so.
It's just, and I started.
Is it us?
It might be us. Yes.
Yeah. Are they in red?
I think so.
Yeah.
I've seen the preview.
I've just seen the preview.
Oh. Okay.
And the family's walking up to another family and everybody's just kind of like going, because you're like, wait, is that
us?
Yeah.
Weird.
There's the one where you guys, seriously, Netflix is doing this to me right now. I turn it on and it's like, it's this bigger black woman, like kind of Cajun, and she's kind of voodoo-y or whatever. And you're just like, I don't know what that one is. And there's all these kids in the restaurant or something. You're just like, what? I can't even make it through Ring. That's like Mama something or.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, it's
Mama.
Oh, no.
We are the worst.
Hold on.
We are the worst at,
she's
like,
such a famous actor.
Yes. You know exactly who I'm talking about. And she's just got this big, kind of a cheery face. But if you realize there's evil behind it, that it would not be perceived as cheery.
There is a movie called Mama. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Or there's Ma.
I don't know. Okay. I don't think I want to do this anymore. Can we not do this?
Why can't I think of her name? She was in with the where they went to space. All the women went to space.
Yes.
And, she's in Coach Carter. She's in everything. Why can't I think of her name?
With the real women that went to space?
Yeah.
Like with Katy Perry?
No.
No, it's a movie. It's a movie. The NASA chicks or something, right? Oh my God. You're listening to three people.
I have 14 different tabs.
Erica!
Octavia Spencer.
Oh, okay. So that is Ma.
Ma. There you go.
Thank
Ma.
You. Octavia.
Yeah.
Okay. All respect to Octavia.
Again,
she's a great actress.
Again, I paused the trailer.
Oh my gosh.
This is.
You ever close your eyes during the trailer? I do that a lot.
It doesn't. You can't when you're in a room. You're double dating in a room.
I want a live stream of you watching Terrifier.
I don't even know what that is, but like, oh, the name God. Makes me want to pause it. I want to pause you at Tear. It's like, Tear, no. Pause. Is it? Pause.
Because it's not necessarily scary.
That's what I don't like. It's the psychology
it's so
ones.
Gory.
Oh,
that
gory.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, because there was one when I was young, where the hand came to life and was like just walking around, was like off the body, and it was just like
the Addams Family.
That's what I was thinking.
No, it was really funny.
Do-do-do-do.
Text in the name of the movie that I was. It's the hand that walks around. It's kind of, it's still horror, but it's kind of funny.
Okay.
And it's, oh my God. Okay. Scar Us for Life, the movie that scared you, scarred you. We want to hear yours, and we'll probably hang up on you. I'm full disclosure, I'm probably going to hang up on you. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Yeah. Can we be done?
Just about.
We're just getting started.
We're doing movies that have scarred you. Scarred, like scarring horror. It is the season, so we're just doing that sort of thing. And I just lost the phone software. Hold on! Stand by. For real, I just lost everything. I think I'm back. Oh my God. It literally
That's
just
okay.
all disappeared.
I will admit, like I said, that I am so behind on horror movies. Haven't seen Psycho. Haven't seen The Exorcist. Haven't seen The Shining. So if they're actually scary, let me know.
Which one am I supposed to take first? Because everything
is take Matthew first.
Okay. Matthew?
Yeah.
What's your scarring movie?
Yeah.
So I'm just calling in to let you know that the movie that Slacker was talking about is Idle Hands with Jessica Alba.
I don't think it is.
Because you said it was when you were growing up.
I think it's something. So is that one, is it like a, it's like literally a forearm chopped off and then it crawls around like a spider.
Can you give me a decade?
I think it's called Evil Dead. I believe.
I was thinking of Devin Sawa, Idle Hands, where he smokes weed.
Because is it kind of funny?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Evil Dead is...
It has a very important scene where the hand gets possessed and he cuts it off.
Yeah, and then it just keeps going around.
Whoa.
And then I remember them... It's kind of funny.
Yeah, because he has to fight with the hand after cutting it off.
Yeah, and it's like, I feel
so
like he puts
it
under...
Yeah, that's from Evil Dead 2, I think.
Yes, there was... I don't remember. I don't think I saw Evil Dead 1, but you don't need the plot to be able to follow along. What's the one you said? Idle Hands? Is it funny or is it serious?
Yeah, Idle Hands is funny. It's Devin Sawa. His hand gets possessed and he cuts it off.
Seth Green?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's like a scary movie. It's like, it's more of a parody of horror movies.
Okay.
And less of an actual.
Like the mid-90s, I think.
Okay.
Gosh,
so it sounds to me like they basically just redid Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew.
It's a great plot. I mean, you got to revisit it.
Until you imagine.
They already made a second movie, so they had to do a spinoff.
Bro, imagine fighting your own hand. It's the thing where it's like would you rather fight one horse-sized duck?
Oh, yeah.
Or 1,000 duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Dave Franco also wrote a horror movie with his wife that I think would creep you out a lot. You would have to pause it.
What's it called?
Together.
Dude. Oh, that's where they're real.
Yeah.
They're real possessive of each other or whatever.
Something like that.
Okay.
Possessive of it? Did he just give a clue to it?
I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, no.
What's it called
to,
again?
Together.
I don't think I want to watch it. Mike.
Yai.
Yai. Scar us or scar me. Make me pause it. Do something.
I was going to say Substance, but the other one I was going to say is Incident in a Ghost Land.
I've never even heard of that.
I haven't either.
Is it new?
It's an older movie. Okay, no, it's an older movie, but it's the most horrifying thing I've ever watched. I, to this day, refuse to watch it ever again.
Oh.
So, knowing that I'm just a kind of a Nancy right now, how far into it do you think I would get before I would leave the room or pause it?
20 minutes, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, which kind of scary is it?
Are we including previews?
Is it psychological, like Saw? Is it gory, like...
It's the most. It's a psychological, but also gory, but also like just worst case scenario for these poor two girls, and it's awful.
Are there ghosts? The title.
No, no, there's. It has nothing to do with ghosts. It's just in a ghost land, I guess.
Okay.
Because I mean, like right now, when I watch Friday the 13th, you just look at these guys like, there's a noise outside. Somebody go check. What?
Yeah.
Right.
And then after one guy goes outside, well, now there's a new noise. He never came back. Let's go check on it. Like, at some point, just stupid to watch it. But when it's Saw, you go, huh, you're chained under a sink. Like, you're screwed.
People just woke up this way.
Correct.
Like, they didn't have any, yeah.
Yeah, you're not doing a dumb thing to get in that position.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the worst part about this one, though, is there's, like, at one point a girl escapes it, and she lives this entire beautiful life, and she escaped it, right? And then... comes to her now, like, no, that's all in her imagination. She's disassociating while still living with the horror she's going through. So, like, it makes it 10 times like a level on top of a level.
I don't like that. Because I'm already teetering on some sort of psychological thing. And I feel like I'm one movie away from just getting.
Yeah, you're going to cut your hand
off. That's what I'm saying. And fight it. Eric?
Hi.
What is the movie that will scar us?
So the movie that scarred me for life was The First Conjuring. There's a scene in the demon's hiding in the bedroom closet, and the person is like, the demon starts to clap slowly to draw the person to the closet. There's nothing there. She goes back to bed, and then she opens up her eyes, and a demon's right hovering right over her head.
Yep.
Very tension building scene freaked me out.
I can't do it.
Can you do any of the Conjurings?
No.
Okay.
What's the one where the girl pulls her hair in front of her face?
I think that's the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't even get through that.
I just watched that one the other
day.
The
second your phone rings, I'm hitting pause.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Eric is out today. She will return this week. So the singing can only get better.
Oh, no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
My shoe came untied. Sorry.
For notes.
What does that have to do with anything?
It distracted me. I got away from the mic.
I couldn't hit the last note. I'm out of practice. Sorry, guys.
Do we need Erica back?
We do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I have got to talk about the heist at the Louvre.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Unpopular opinion. They should keep it. If they were able to break into one of the most prestigious museums of all time and get away with it, keep it.
Okay. I've taken a little time off of the news.
You don't know what's going on?
I don't.
Are you kidding me?
My son was in town from Creighton. So
this happened
just
yesterday.
I know, but yesterday there was an F1 race.
Oh,
there was
my
one of the best
gosh.
Bronco games in the history of whatever.
There was beer to drink.
I did not drink.
Oh, wow.
I took my son to the airport. Like,
okay. But then you drank.
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't drink at all on a football Sunday. What happened? I swear to God, everyone listening is probably mad because everyone else knows what happened.
Yeah.
What'd they get?
Yeah.
They get the Mona Lisa?
I don't know what they
No, not this time. Hold on. I'm finding the list of things. A tiara, a necklace, and a single earring belonging to 19th century French queens. an emerald necklace and a pair of emerald earrings from Empress Marie Louise, a brooch, a tiara and brooch belonging to Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. Like millions and millions.
How?
Like a cartoon. There, I guess there's construction going on in the Louvre. And so they pull up this car, put the ladder up, go in through the window. They just like saw the window. Within 7 minutes, they got all of this. And then they escaped on scooters.
They got away with it.
Yeah.
And there's no, they're in masks or whatever, so nobody knows who they are.
Have not been able to figure it out who. They dropped one of the crowns. Though.
You can't sell it.
No, but you can melt it and, well, I don't know. They think that a collector hired them to do it, or they're hoping so. They're leaning that way.
Yeah, what do you do with it once you steal all that stuff? You can't.
You can't take it to, what are they called?
You just want it. A fence, a pawn shop?
Pawn shop, yeah.
Or it's got to be black market thing, like a collector or some super
just
rich
three
guy.
Three dumb people saying all the things we think. Oh, maybe they're on the dark web. Let's say dumber stuff, you guys. Oh, it's on the black market.
What do you do with emeralds? Might be involved. What do you do with emeralds the size of our heads?
You don't.
Like,
so somebody has to, you're right. Somebody must have already wanted it.
Yeah.
And commissioned the job.
Yeah.
And they actually, they're going to get away.
Yeah.
It looks like.
Wow.
That's why I'm like, okay, you won.
Good job, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Congrats.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The folks over at Charmin, we got to check in.
You're
on
not
them.
Really doing this story.
Yep. They've introduced their new product line.
Can I have an aside?
Yeah.
The story he's about to tell, I know about.
It's a new week.
Okay. Here's the point.
Okay.
The story he's about to tell is about toilet paper. I know about it. I missed the Louvre thing.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
I haven't heard real news, but I knew the Charmin news.
Yeah, you've been in the Louvre, not the Louvre.
Yeah, give us the knowledge. All drop right, it.
They've introduced a new product line, Charmin, the Forever Roll.
It's ridiculous.
It's a massive 1,700 sheet roll of toilet paper. It's meant to last up to a month.
It's huge. It's the restaurant size that they put inside the thing.
This has been around for a while.
Yeah, but it's not been available to us. It's like a commercial product.
Mm-hmm.
And Charmin's like, because I remember at the beginning of COVID when things were in short supply, my birthday was right at the beginning of COVID. My buddy Ben, who owns a restaurant, gave me a birthday cake that was that. He was like, this is more precious than a cake. And he gave me one of the giant rolls with like decorations on it.
Wow.
But you don't just get the roll, buddy.
It also comes with, let's see. So it's a 2-ply texture. It's about 32 times larger than a standard roll. It also comes with a starter kit because you need a specially designed like...
It won't fit on it. It's just like a stand with a little thing coming off the side. Sorry.
You spit and it got
I got
on
clear
my
over
eye.
There.
Yeah.
Why don't you use my Forever Roll?
We've got plenty of it.
Here's a tiara for you to wear. What? So does it say how much those are?
Yeah, I don't know how much it is. And I also don't know because like the restaurant or the commercial. Like,
yeah.
Commercial grade is usually not very soft. It's a little, you know.
But maybe they're producing the real good stuff.
That's what I think it is. Like they're offering
That'll
it for
nice.
Home. I think it's actually going to be nice.
Do you guys all have a brand you like the most? Do you know? Is there a thing that you? I don't even know who makes mine. I just know when I see it.
I don't. No, I don't. And I'm a bidet guy. But we, you know, there's still some. Toilet
I still
paper,
have the
but...
toilet paper there. I'm now into the this thing, the wavy.
The wavy.
Like when you tear it.
Oh,
it doesn't
like
tear
scalloped.
Straight. Yeah, it's got the scallop tear. It's just so great. And it's quilted.
Ooh,
I
nice.
Still use my bidet.
Sure, sure.
Do you find yourself going through withdrawal? Like if you happen to be somewhere else and you're like, oh no.
Oh yeah, 1,000%.
Yeah.
I plan ahead. I pack wet wipes. I don't just leave my bidet.
Okay, wet wipes aren't gonna be the same thing as a like I you're such a rookie.
It's the best if I'm going to visit my parents or something. Like they don't have a bidet, so I have to just
oh my God, I'm about to change your life.
What?
If you go someplace that doesn't have, and you have young children, this is perfect, you bring a super soaker.
Okay.
And you just have your kids.
Line up.
Hit the target.
Oh my God.
We have time for more stories, unfortunately. As much as we're all enjoying the visual of Leo just like, you know, at the circus when you're trying to make the...
Uh-huh.
Gotta hit it in the
clown mouth.
Yeah.
Quite a sharp trigger.
The clown mouth is my new safe word.
Bullseye!
Never mind how we are out of time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Welp, bad news. I can never go back to the Denver Zoo. All right, that's enough.
It's also not called the Denver Zoo anymore.
What's
called
it called?
The, like, something Alliance.
Bull.
The
what?
Denver...
What?
Yeah.
Does everyone know what we're talking
Did
about?
They have a meeting?
The zoo
no,
in Denver?
Okay.
Oh, the Denver Zoo Conservation Alliance.
Okay. Hi, guys, over there at the whatever you're called. Guess what we call you? The Denver Zoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was.
I think the Denver Zoo still stands, but they just added Conservation Alliance.
Yeah, no, Conservation Alliance can suck it. We're not going to call it that. It's
okay.
It's when, I think it was Invesco was the first ones to come in, and I'm all for corporate naming rights. Go for it. Invesco mm-hmm. comes in, it's like, it's now Invesco Field, and it's like, it's Mile High. It's always going to be Mile High.
Yeah.
You can, nope, it's like, sorry, yeah. No, but we want you to call it Invesco Field. It's like, okay, you can put your huge sign.
Yeah. Especially like Mile High is just such a, it's encompasses the
yeah.
Yes, it's like, right.
And it's the Denver Zoo. Oh, I'm going to the Conservation Alliance. Like, you want kids to not come? Call it something like that. Why don't you call it pediatrician office?
Yeah, like, yeah, we got a field trip to the conservation.
Come on. No, it's a zoo where monkeys are going to fling poop at you. Let's go.
Yeah.
You hope it's poop.
Well, either way, I cannot go back.
How do you get kicked out of
so,
a zoo?
I went to the zoo. My son was recently, he had some time off of school. So we were like, we'll go to the zoo. And my wife and I were like, you know what we'll do? We'll show up right at 10, right when they open. Yeah. We'll beat the rush. We'll be like the only ones there.
Mm.
But it's, apparently other people had that same idea.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah, to just show up right when they open. So I have never seen it this busy in my life.
It's really?
Just a regular weekday in the morning. And it got like ridiculous. Like the parking lot for the zoo, when you turn, if you pull in and turn left, you know, like just the extra kind of.
Yeah.
It goes on for, like, I think it goes all the way to.
Oh, you can go. You can just keep driving
the,
in that tree.
It goes to the museum and then that one street continues down and it's always packed.
Montview?
Yeah. So we're driving and it's like, it's going to be miles that we have to walk to. So anyways.
Did it even remotely occur to you that for whatever reason, your son didn't have school? Mm. Perhaps there were, I don't know, other people who also didn't have school on that random weekday, you dumbass.
Probably a factor. Could be.
Oh, my son doesn't have school today. Let's go do something where kids might be.
Okay. So they're still right. They're super busy. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to drop you guys off, my wife and kids. I'll drop you off and I'll do the dad thing. I'll go find. You get in, you figure it out. I'll find a parking spot. I'll have to park this thing in Wichita or something. But so anyway, so I go down and the ramp. Now I go to the ramp and I just start going down. I didn't know there were multiple levels to the zoo.
I didn't know there was a parking garage.
At the zoo, I don't know of one. Are you talking
about
the
museum? Problem.
No, this is a zoo for sure.
There's a parking garage,
and it goes down. Yeah, there's a garage. There's like four levels to it.
Not at the museum.
For sure, because we parked on the zebra level, which I think was the zoo.
Do you mean the Denver Zoo and Conservation Alliance?
Yeah, I do.
Is that what you mean?
You're right. I do mean that. There is.
It's so bad. Like, I do feel bad that he's like, no, I parked at the zoo. And I'm like, you didn't.
You did. If the levels were labeled.
Well, if it was a museum, then I can't go back to the museum. So it has to do with my parking.
But it's right next to it.
Well, they're both owned by the same thing. So
yeah. Okay.
Is it called the Denver Museum of Natural History and Conservation Alliance?
Science.
Okay.
Thing? Okay, sorry.
So I go to the ramp and I go all the way down. I just keep going down, down, down because it's so full. It's like comically full, I think, at this point. It's like, okay.
I literally need to go down there just to look at the parking. Okay.
I swear to God, I did not know there was a garage there.
I'm not
the
zebra.
This is crazy to me that like, they dug a hole in the ground.
Parking lots adjacent to the zoo or in our four-level parking garage.
I did not know.
Where is there
I'm a native
garage?
Of this state. I did not know there was a parking garage because I go at times where it's not a ridiculous amount of humanity
smart.
There.
Smart. Okay. You probably leave the kids home too. It's probably a nice time.
I just go there for what's a brew at the zoo.
Yep.
That's the only time I'm there, really.
I finally get all the way to the bottom, the fourth level underground. I'm like,
fourth level of hell.
We're hitting magma at this point. Gotcha. We're in the core of the earth. And I go to the elevator. So I'm by myself. I've dropped my family off. I go to the elevator to take it up. Finally, I'm happy. I found a parking spot. The elevator plays this trick where there's people getting on it and the door's kind of closed and I could kind of make it, but I'm kind of far back and I just go, oh, go ahead, go ahead. Because it looks like, oh, the elevators are running. They don't run as quickly as I thought they did, as there was one happened to be there. So I'm waiting. I'm the only one there. But then by the time the elevator comes, there's like 40 people in the parking garage all waiting to get on the elevator, but I'm up front because I was there first. The elevator finally opens. I'm first. I get on. I hit level, and I just go all the way to the back. It's like a big
cargo elevator.
Yeah. Exactly. So I just hit my button, and I go all the way to the back because I know there's 40, 50 people all going to come on behind me. So I hit the button. I go all the way to the back, and as I turn around all the way in the back, I see the door shut. I'm the only one standing on the elevator. No one else followed me. What are you doing, people? Get on the elevator. I hit my button. I'm just trying to get out of the way.
I don't think you hit the button.
I
don't think you're supposed to hit the button. You let everybody get on, and then the last one hits the button. Hitting the button is the signal to the elevator.
That's
we're good
to
go.
Close.
Yeah.
But what if other people are going? I guess it was a parking garage, so no one else is going to any other level.
Where are you going?
Why would the door shut? Why wouldn't people get on? There's a whole crowd of people behind me. I'm like, oh, come on, everybody.
So
and
they all think you're the most entitled a-hole because you took it by yourself. Sorry, everyone.
Yep.
Catch the next one.
One at a time, please. Idiot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
It is other people's problems. We abbreviate that. I forget how. Other PP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? Yeah, I kind of like that.
Let's do that from now on. What is Connie's problem?
Connie is dating a guy and she doesn't like one of his friends.
Oh, boy. Connie?
Yay!
Tell us the conundrum that you're in.
Yeah. Okay. My boyfriend, who I've had around for about a year, everything is going great, except he's got this female friend, Shannon, who's been his friend forever. And I respect that. You know, she was sort of in his life ahead of time before I got the picture and everything. But it's starting to sort of kind of wear on me. I think, you know, he talks to her about a lot of things. Recently sort of kind of found out that he's shared details about our sex life.
And whoa!
you know, like, I trust him. I really do. But I just don't know if this is really the right thing to have her in our relationship like this.
And good details or bad details?
Or both.
Or,
well,
yeah.
You know, I don't know all the details that he talks about with her because I'm not always there to hear some of it. So I can only imagine it's the good and the bad.
Okay, can I just ask how you found out then? Did you, like, catch him talking to her? Or did he say, well, I was telling her the other day about that move you did at the end? Or, like, what? How do you know that he said something?
Oh, he told me. He told me. He said that he admitted that he shares details. He said it bluntly, and, you know, I guess I was sort of kind of stunned, and I'm like, oh, because he knows I like Shannon. I mean, we've hung out so many times before and everything, but...
well, I wonder if he's thinking...
I think I'm crossing the line.
I wonder if he's thinking, like, well, I would tell, like, my buddies, my guy buddies about stuff, so why she's a friend, so why...
That's either super innocent or flippin' diabolical. Do you know what I'm saying? It's because we kind of, the three of us in this room, occasionally get into conversations that are a little, but I never think it's weird with Aaron. Is that weird?
I think
it's weird when you say stuff.
You do.
I don't like that.
Which I find weird because, buddy, this isn't a one-way street.
No, but it is because I don't want to speak for you, you're our baby sister. So we can make you want to throw up, but you can't tell us any weird stuff about you. Like, we don't want to know that.
She does have a lot more stories than Slacker, at least, like, recently.
I can't hold them back.
Yeah,
for
it's
so long.
Much like an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let me just jump in with the phone number real quick. 303-222-5423. Or text in with your advice. Do you want him to not tell her that? Do you want him to stop being friends with her? What kind of thoughts are you kicking around in your head right now?
Honestly, I just sort of kind of think she needs to exit our lives. Out of his life. I mean, really, why does he sort of kind of need her in his life? Like, you would think that, you know, we've been together long enough and I should be his real, you know, soulmate girl and all that stuff. And I just don't know if I'm overreacting a little bit because they have been friends for so long, but I just don't see the need to have this continue, especially when it's going into this territory. It seems like, you cross the line, buddy. That's... Mm-mm.
But T.A. could be right. It could just be like... Yeah, you know, ooh, did this last night, but it could also
but
be like watching.
But you shouldn't have shared that anyways. That's private information between the couple.
Yeah.
You're telling me
I have not
mustache boy.
Yes, I have told you that I like mustaches.
Yeah, but you didn't tell anybody what happened.
I haven't.
I don't think you would tell me, but you'd tell the other two in my new friend group.
The other two in your new...
Rachel and Melina?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think you would tell them.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily,
no.
But you've told them things that the boys do. Yep, okay. So I already won the argument.
But, like,
you're
but
hesitating.
Also, no.
And, like, so it's the same thing. He's just telling this... Did you say your name's Shannon?
Yeah.
Okay, he's just telling Shannon. It's like, God, this... Connie might be the one. She does that thing I like. Like,
yeah, I mean, do you think Shannon is trying to encroach at all? Do you think she likes your boyfriend? Have you gotten that at all?
I don't know. You know, like, what do they say about girls that hang around, you know, that long? It's sort of like, don't they have ulterior motives? You sort of kind of deep down really like the guy, but sort of stay around as a friend. I don't know.
I kind of have always said that, but at the same time, if there's a group of men and a group of women hanging out, I'll approach the group of men, hear the fart sounds they're making and the sports references they're making, and immediately go drink White Zin with the chicks. Cause I'm just like, I don't relate to dudes at all. And I'm not over there trying to have relations with any of my friends' wives. I just don't want to go
you just don't fit in with them as much. I don't. Yeah. And that's okay.
So this Shannon might just be a guy's gal. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Or
I just don't know. It just seems a little too close for me. And to share that, I mean, other topics, a gazillion other topics they can be friends about, but it seems like it's crossing the line.
Here's my thing. I mean, we can talk about Shannon, but Shannon's not in a relationship with you. If anybody's violating trust, it's your boyfriend. Like, he's the one we have to deal. Like, he's the one, in your opinion, oversharing. He's the one keeping someone with private parts that he's compatible with in his life, despite the fact that he's got you. So we need to figure out what we need to do with him as it relates to her.
Well, and it sounds like spending some time solo with Shannon, too.
Yeah.
That, like, it's like you mentioned a group setting. This sounds like they're.
Yeah. Do they go out alone, just the two of them?
Oh, yeah.
They're friends.
Right. Well, that's what he says. Am I overreacting? I don't know.
I don't know. I've been very good friends with a female like this. And then the 14th time we went out for shots, it turned out we were both single She was approaching single, and I
was going to say, both single, that's fine.
I helped push that over the edge.
Okay.
Metaphorically and literally.
I don't think Ghani wants to hear that.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Connie, hang on. We're going to get to the bottom of the Shannon sitch. We're going to figure out if she's got to go or if it's your man's problem. Hang on.
I get it, because, like, if my wife was sharing details about, like, our bedroom life with her...
You don't want that stuff out.
No, with her girlfriends?
Yeah, you don't want that stuff out.
I don't?
Well, if it was good stuff, yes, but you don't want that stuff out.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I would think, yeah. What, you don't talk to her. Or do you? What the hell?
But if
it's sharing with girlfriends and stuff, that's one thing. That's fine. Like, the slumber party kind of aspect of it. But if she's got a dude that she was sharing that stuff with, like, it wouldn't go the other way. I wouldn't like that. I'd be uncomfortable with it.
I understand that. But if they've just been friends for so long, you know, that does exist. I find it usually to be one of them or the other is pining for one another. But, like, it does exist that you can just be. And just be buds, and, like, nothing's gonna. It's just like, it's like me telling you, oh my god, this girl did a thing.
Yeah.
And
it's been a while since you've said that, but I missed
it's been a while since a girl
I missed those stories.
All right, so Connie needs to know I personally think it's really her boyfriend's problem. So what should she say to the boyfriend? Should she confront Shannon and go, hey, maybe ask, or if he brings up what we do in bed, maybe she should go.
Or is she overreacting, or does she get to say, I'm uncomfortable with it, that's
it? No, she absolutely gets to say it, because it's part of where she's, like, she's related.
She started by saying this girl's been in his life forever, and she admitted it. Like, yeah, she was here first.
You can still put up boundaries.
Okay.
You put up boundaries after you, like... I don't know. That feels weird to me. It's like those.
Because you never had boundaries.
I don't have boundaries. You're right. All right, Connie. Please call in and give me boundaries. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Connie. She's got a boyfriend. They've been together for like a year or whatever. Everything's going great. But his best friend is also a girl.
Yeah, and they are pretty close.
Yeah.
They've been close before he met his girlfriend, so.
But once you get a girlfriend, should you stop sharing details?
Yeah.
That's
you
the.
Should.
Yeah.
You should.
I'm going to say this. Again, I just want to reiterate, if his friend was a guy, you'd be mad. Like if Josh, my buddy Josh, who lives across the street, came over and went like, I did this. Like,
I would still be mad if it was very private, intimate details that should not be shared with anyone.
I guarantee you. Boys you've had relations with have told their friends what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just what we do. We're just so happy that it's happening. We're just like, you're not going to believe it. Somebody did the thing. Right?
I finally have a story to tell.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
Luann.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that she needs to end it. I think that he's not going to change no matter what she says. He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know how old these people are, but everybody really knows what's going on all the time.
But do you think it's wrong to tell anyone else the intimate details of your relationship?
Yeah, it's not really a good idea.
Yeah.
You've never done it, Luann.
Not if I'm in a relationship with a person.
Like you and your girlfriends are sitting around and they're like, I'm so miserable dating scene. You're like, I have the one. Like, I can tell you, I know I'm with the right person because he's, oh my God.
That's different. That's good.
No, but then she says why he's the one.
Well, there should be other reasons.
Because there's a curve and, or something. Like something. Like you tell, you just do. Like for guys, it's like, I'm looking at T-Act. She's the one. He's like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. I'm like, buddy, let me describe something. He's like, okay, you're right.
I think you can say like, there's fireworks or whatever, but I don't want details. That should be between partners.
Well, we're not talking about guys talking to guys. We're talking about a guy talking to a girl who's been hanging out with for years. And if she really cares that he's going to be in a relationship, she'll step away.
But still, Luann, have you never been friends with a dude
enough,
like that?
If he's smart enough and he really cares about the woman he's with, he's also going to step away. And they're all going to know that that's what's happening.
Yeah, I also wonder what Shannon is the friend's name, right?
Yes.
I wonder if Shannon starts dating a guy and then if she's still now talking to Connie's boyfriend about that.
Yeah.
Like now all of a sudden, that's weird.
It is blurry to be sure. But
and I think that's where it's like boundaries need to be made and very strict.
Okay. Thank you, Luann. Here's my problem. Luann, Aaron, myself. And you too, but you're not doing this bad. Guarantee you, all of us have been cheated on. So we're bringing to this equation like a previous bias. We're all like, I don't trust that Shannon girl. But Shannon hasn't done anything wrong.
No, but if I am saying that someone is too close and it's kind of disrespectful, you should respect me and our relationship enough to say, I will put up boundaries. No?
Peter?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she should hit the road.
Why?
Because she's not the one.
You think the other girl's the one? Shannon's the one?
Absolutely. Or he's looking for a threesome.
Well, okay.
God, I love guy math. Peter, thank you. Guy math is everything. He's so right. This is what she does. What can you add to that?
Oh, my gosh.
I hadn't thought of it. Anna.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that she needs to address the boyfriend more than the friend.
For sure.
Because it's him sharing. It's not her. She's just being a friend. But I've also had a lot of guy friends. We never talk about that. As soon as they start doing something like that, I consider it flirting.
Oh, even if they're telling you about their life or they're asking about yours or both?
Both.
You consider that flirting. I'm saying how good this other girl is in bed and you think I'm flirting with you.
Yes, because you're kind of showing off like, ooh, see how good I am with this other girl?
It's peacocking.
Yeah. You're building yourself up.
Stop
you're
with like, your hey, guy there. Really
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I have I have a little progress report. I don't know what I have here. I have, as you know, my life has been in shambles for years now. And
yep. Yes, carry on.
And
it's like that holy blanket, you know, you've had it since you were young. And at this point, you're like, I guess it's holding together.
You know,
it's still there.
Part of my journey is being able to accept things like you guys are saying right now without having you removed forcibly from the building. So I'm good with everything you're saying.
Okay.
Recently, I had this weird thing happen to me where Aaron already knows where this is going to go, I think. But like over the course of a week, I'm into all this woo-woo stuff. And I'm like, I want to get some like methyl testing, like the MTFR testing. Like it's like they can test your DNA to go like, how does your body handle certain things it puts into it? Like, oh. And you only have to get tested for this one time because your DNA.
Do the letters again?
MTFR, I believe, is one of them.
But it's not but like it's, an allergy test?
No, it's like.
Is it?
Methylation test is what it's called. Methylation test. Meh. I believe is what it's called.
Is it just genetic testing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So they can tell you what's going on with your body and you can kind of cater your diet to it. Like, if you're taking vitamin C, but your body doesn't metabolize vitamin C the right way, then it's not doing you any good. So you take a methylated vitamin C, and it, then all of a sudden your body doesn't have to methylate it inside. It's already methylated, and you're like, yay. So I started looking at places to do this, and one of the places wasn't too far from me, and I'm like, I might go there.
Okay.
Then I'm talking about all my woo-woo crap, and a buddy of mine says a buddy of his went and use this nutritionist person.
Okay.
Who has really dialed in their life. And I was like, cool. Maybe I'll look into him. He sends me the name. I'm like, weirdly, same name as one of the people who I can get this testing from.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, this feels like kismet or whatever.
There you go. If you're in the woo-woo stuff, I'm on the right track.
Then I had some free time. Idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Oh,
so I re-downloaded Bumble for a couple days.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But the first person who came up when I got on Bumble was the same person.
What?
Who does, like, literally, as I open it, it's like, boom. And I'm like, why do I know that face? I'm like, oh my God. It's the genetic testing slash nutritionist person who... And I was like, this is wild. This is like,
what? Yeah,
this
what?
Is wild.
The odds are crazy.
That's insane. Speaking of weird odds, I'm going to tangent my own story. My buddy Josh, who lives across the street, like today, he gets a whole bunch of like homemade eggs or like homemade, what, homegrown? What do you call them?
Free- What's going on at Josh's house?
No, he gets eggs from his parents who live out in Fort Lupton or whatever.
Okay.
He cracks open an egg to make an omelet. Double yolk.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm scared.
I have never.
See, there is woo-woo crap going on.
Something is weird.
I've never
heard of a double yolk before, except for literally last night. My wife was making eggs for my kids and goes, oh, look, a double yolk. And I was like, what's that? And she brought the pan around. I was over like in the living room. She brought the pan to me. I was like, look, there's two yolks. Just yesterday. I've never heard of that before. And you just brought up a double yolk.
Crazy, right?
Yes. What's going
then,
on?
So what then, does that guess mean? What? Guess what? Guess what? So this was a green egg because when you're doing like eggs, farm raised eggs, it's a green one. So then he's like, weird. Grabs the next egg, double yolk.
That makes sense.
No, that
makes more sense.
But this one was a white one. He goes, he grabbed a green one and a white one. Yeah. I have the pictures. No, we can post the pictures.
I'm not saying I doubt you. I'm just saying that is more common because...
Because the chickens are raised by a nuclear dumping site?
No, because it's the same chickens, like, because they're coming from Josh's parents. Like, it's more common for that to happen.
Two double yolks in a row. He went and looked it up. It's one in a million odds to get two double yolk eggs right in a row. So
we just had one last night.
Crazy. That's not possible.
What?
We're living in the Matrix. Why was this girl in three places is what I'm saying. For me, double yolk over there, double yolks across the street.
Yeah.
Like, and this girl's in three places. Okay. That's all I'm saying. This there feels like a kismet. It's like there's something going on in the universe. I looked her up on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't have Instagram personally, but I have the Slacker Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, all y'all can get on it. And if I don't go back in and clear my search, I hear from Grandma Erin.
Grandma Erin?
Because you're just the little matriarch checking things. Hey, who's trying to log in? Hey, how come you're searching this?
I get the notifications. And so I saw this person and I immediately knew who is Slacker stalking.
Okay.
Let him creep in peace.
I
want to
be invited.
Here's the thing that I want to...
I come through afterwards. I sniff up the track. I'm like, what is he creeping on?
Here's my problem.
Let us do what we do.
Erin doesn't want me to be happy.
Yeah.
Because she went through her profile. She's like, nope, nope, nope. I mean, what are the odds of double yoke, double yoke, double yoke? What are the odds of my buddy's buddy using her as a nutritionist? Mm-hmm. I looked her up as somebody who does genetic testing. Because and then she's the first name on...
The two things are similar because it's the same science-y whatever. But like, I mean, if you're Googling places and she's already in that line of work, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking to him about genetic testing. We were talking about other stuff. And he's like, no, my buddy started seeing it. I know, but it sucks. Like, what are the odds that I found the same person? Like, I don't know.
So her popping up on Bumble
and then first person...
I will give you that.
She's a double yoke, man. And then all you can do, you look at her, nope. Nope. Nope.
I'm just saying.
Everything's wrong with her. Nope.
A lot of pictures with a dude.
Oh, I'm not getting into it. So she's either. Okay. So you think she's not single?
Her Facebook says single, so I will believe that.
You went all the way, huh?
I did, of course. I've been to her business.
Will anyone be good enough for me?
Yes.
But.
Erin wants you to find your double yolk. Yes. Not just any old egg.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, I need Daddy Hack.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm uncomfortable.
Aaron, your turn.
Auntie Aaron. Ooh. I need Auntie Aaron and Daddy Hack.
Auntie Aaron sounds like a knockoff pretzel place.
Yeah, you're right. Where the salt, like, it's on there until they pick it up and all just falls off and you just have this nasty dry piece of bread.
Yeah,
you're like, this can mall, I get salt?
Yeah, this mall has an Auntie Aaron. Like,
The pretzels are gluten free.
Oh my God. It's so copyrighted. Somebody is already doing it. They're like, Auntie Erin's coming soon to Park Meadows. This is the lamest pretzels. Oh, okay. Sorry. I just saw a story that was basically about Christmas lists. Mm-hmm. And since you have two little nephews and you have children yourself, Tiak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was curious. My kids still got kind of forced, even though they're teenagers now. Back in the day, like crayon, piece of paper, you need to write a wish list to us. You need to write a wish list to Santa. You need to write a wish list to grandma and grandpa. Like, you got to write down.
Different
lists. We need to distribute. Well, they can be the same list. And it's like, so you hedge your bets, right? Like, you ask Santa and grandma for the same thing. One of them's going to come through, you hope.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Like, you had to write down what you want. And, like, how do you find out what you want? Like, back in my day, I don't remember. I think we found out with catalogs.
Yeah, that's, and they're back for sure.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I don't think catalogs are ever going to leave. It's like,
they were gone for 20 years, Aaron.
No.
I haven't got a catalog. I get music equipment catalogs is all I get now.
There's something about specifically the holiday gift catalogs that just like hit different, and I don't think they're going to go.
They still come out?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
Because I just got Targets.
Yeah, Targets is a good one.
With your fingers, how thick?
I don't know. It's maybe 20 pages.
Oh, that's not a catalog. Yeah. That's a leaflet.
It is. It's like a magazine.
I'm talking Sears catalog was an inch and a half thick.
Yeah. Nothing like that.
No, unfortunately, that's the one I don't get anymore. That's the one I want.
The Sears, because the bras.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We all did the same thing, didn't we?
Yes.
It's like, Mom, I'm going to look at the toys. Straight to the bras.
I was like, why do I keep getting the Target one? I want the Sears one.
And JCPenney had bras too.
Ooh.
Are you guys okay?
Just reliving a very volatile time in my life. It's so gross that it's just a bra. So stupid. Sorry. Aaron, forgot you were here.
Yeah, sorry. There's also the Amazon one.
Amazon has a catalog.
They have sent
You're lying.
No, they've sent
How thick?
It's probably a 50-pager. It's not thick, not like the catalog.
You cannot call that a catalog, you guys.
It still is.
Yeah, it's a...
That's not a catalog. Like, a catalog is like, unless it's... If Amazon sent like just toys, is it just toys in it?
Yeah, it's like for kids.
Oh.
And I don't think you sign up for it or anything. I think they just know. And then your kids see it in the mail and they start looking through it before you
That's
even get a chance.
That's how the Target one is. It's like red and green. And it's very, no, it has other stuff, but it's very vibrant and like will attract kids to actually look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. It happened the other day. My son was in like with me when I got the mail and he's like, oh great, another catalog. I love them.
Oh my gosh.
Because he likes to look through and see all the toys that.
Does he look through?
No. We don't get the bra one. I've looked through all of them.
All right. So, like, but is it, so do they write lists is the question. Or is that over?
I feel like that's been over for a while. I don't recall ever writing a list.
What?
I would just circle the catalog.
You didn't write
catalog.
A letter to Santa?
No. I would just circle the catalog and then leave it.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, did you sit on Santa's lap? I mean, Santa's helper at the mall or whatever. Did you sit on that?
Probably. Only a couple of times. I don't really remember.
How do you think Santa got the info? Did your mom call?
because I circled in the catalog and folded down the corners. So when I closed it,
he can't come to your house that night and go, hey, you still got the bras up there? Like you have to.
We left them all at Hack's house. It's all in circle.
No, the elves would come and look and then.
So they make more than one trip?
Yeah.
No.
My son, I don't think he writes a list, but he has it in his mind. And when we go and we see Santa every year and he sits on his lap and he tells him then. So, but he doesn't tell us what's on the list, which is
he doesn't.
No, and he's like just looking through the catalogs, making the list in his head, I guess.
He doesn't verbally say like I want this,
right?
Wow.
No. He'll kind of point it out when we'll like look through them together. But yeah, he tells Santa.
I'm gonna say something that you might not take well. Are your kids ruined like my kids were? Like on a random Tuesday. We could be at Target and it's like there's a cool little Hoth Star Wars set. Mm-hmm. Yoink, we just get it.
Mm-hmm.
So then when it comes to Christmas, you're like, what do you want? It's like, I don't know, I guess some Legos. And it's like, we already have all, it's like, I don't know, something. I don't, like,
yeah.
They don't have a desire for anything because kids now are 100% instant gratification. Like you get it. Mm-hmm. If you want it, you get it. You just,
right. Same with TV shows are on. You don't have to wait for them. They're just.
Yeah, it's I want to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And it's like, that's on Thursdays at 7. It's like, no, it's not. It's on right now.
Well, and now it's like, well, which version do you want? Do you want the movie? Do you want which animated? This, the older one?
Right. So do your kids want anything in the world?
No, not really. They're a little bit ruined. And I was thinking this I don't know if it's ruined or not because they also don't want. It's a lot easier to get things now than it was when we were growing up, like Amazon and things.
Next morning, it's there.
Right. And when you were saying earlier about like you would hedge your bets, you would give the list to your grandma and grandpa and all that. It's almost the opposite now where you're telling all your relatives like,
stop it.
Stop. Yeah. We got enough. Just
don't
come,
buy anything.
Come visit or whatever, but you don't have to bring them anything. We have.
It's covered.
Yes.
Do you think that ruins the kids? Like, are your nephews like that way?
Oh, yeah. They have so many toys because, of course, they got so many when my sister passed because you just
compensates and just so, like, I don't know.
I don't think I got them birthday gifts this year because it's like someone needs to stop.
But do you think, I swear I'm not trying to be weird, does that ruin a kid?
I think yes and no. I love that there's not this like, I don't know what it is, if it's this hoarding mentality or it's just something where it's like, I need to have it. I'm going to die if I don't have it.
I think that's a good thing to have.
A longing.
Like you want. The kids right now don't want.
But then they don't care.
Yes.
Which can also be good and bad.
Yeah, because I have like a very unhealthy relationship with sneakers for this reason. Like I didn't have them growing up.
Yes,
and then eventually I could get them, and then now I just have all of them, and I can't stop. And I don't know how. I have an unhealthy relationship with it.
You can't stop. You're not like, dude. You don't have a weird mouth and like, you know, like the meth mouth. Like he's just like, I can't stop. Give me some more. Like you're not an addict to sneakers. You have this desire, and like you. I think that's a healthy thing. I think.
Do you have that with stuff?
Yes, guitars.
Whiskey.
I'm weaning out of that. I've kind of stopped. But like, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just like, it's good that. I don't know. It pros and cons to me.
Tell me that the generation of kids that you're raising, your auntieing, will have a desire to cure cancer. To like, they don't. Reach for things. I'm not trying to be overly weird about this, but it's like I learned to shred guitar because I asked for a guitar every year. I asked Santa, never did it.
I think what it is I love the nonchalant when it comes to materialistic things. They don't care because they're just there, therefore it's boring. I want to go do something extra special.
If that's really what they want, if they actually want that, but my kids like we got to a point where it's like, you want gifts or you want vacations? It's like vacations. We go to a beach. Now it's like, hey, you want to go to a beach? I don't know. I've seen them.
But haven't you?
I've seen beaches. Like they don't, we've given them so much that like there's nothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then because I think about this, especially with like we brought up with the TV, like it's everything's on demand. You can watch this show and pause it and all that stuff. And it's weird because I want to go, no, you know, when I was a kid, you had to used to
That's
wait.
That's dumb.
But what am I going to do? This is the world.
Right.
So you got to get used to, yeah, you can hit play on Amazon whenever you want. It's only going to get crazier. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how to stop it.
And now you don't need the bras in the catalog.
I know.
Let me tell you about my friends over at the Hub.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
All right. This is the first I've heard that you're a plagiarist, for one.
What? Yeah, I didn't know that came from someone else.
There's a story out that says if you love things from your high school days.
Okay. Everyone does.
Well, yeah. I didn't think, because I don't. For the most part, like, I was such a nerd in high school that, like, I couldn't wait to get out. I just remember, I don't know if your parents did this to you guys, but it was like, these are the best years of your life. This is like, just cherish this time. I'm like, get me out of here.
For me, it wasn't my mom or my dad. It was my teachers. And then they would proceed to give me like C's or D's or F's. And I'm like, then make it better. What, like, you're in
How
control.
How about you try harder?
I needed to teach better.
But I mean, there's a story out that says that it's a common thing. I didn't think I had it, but I will say, if a song comes on from when I was in high school, I immediately have a feeling wash over me.
Yeah,
That's not negative, even though that time of my life, I was just a nerd. Like, I once I got out of there, then I got to get on a tour bus and I got to be funny and I got to like...
Yeah, is that so demoralizing to just be hearing this is the best it's ever going to get and you're miserable while it's happening and you're like...
Kind of.
It gets worse than this? Like, I hate this.
Right, but I mean, so your parents didn't do that to you?
No, they did, but I just... I had fun. We had a good...
Have a good time.
Because you were a jock.
Kind of, but I was in the marching band, and we were just such a small school. Everyone did everything, so there weren't really cliques in that way. So I was very lucky.
I wasn't bullied or anything. It's just I'm like, there's got to be more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hearing that this is as good as it's gonna get is like super
13th Reason vibes.
100%. You're just like, what? Like, just being at Skyline High School.
Yeah.
MTV was out, right?
Yeah.
I can go like. No, I've seen Cribs. Like, there's way cooler crap than what I'm going through right now.
But I'm always jealous of Skyline High School. The name itself is such a cool name. Yeah,
Skyline. The Skyline Falcons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
What?
It reminds me of a Disney movie.
Yes.
A DCOM.
Yeah.
Really?
Sky High.
Was there a Sky High?
Yeah, it was the high school for superheroes.
Oh, okay.
It was a great movie.
Skyline was red and gold. Just a color scheme nobody looks good in, especially when you have to wear the big white Q-tip hat and the spats and just march out on the field every Friday in front of all the real cool people. Sorry, anyway, enough about my
life.
But so I wanted to ask you guys, do you still have that? The only thing I have is I remember Eddie Van Halen had a Lamborghini, and I recently saw that year of Lamborghini, and I was like, whoa, I did... Like, there's such cooler cars now. There's McLarens and like Ferraris that I'm like, oh my God, I'd kill to have enough money to buy that. But when I saw a Lamborghini Countach, I was like,
oh, yeah, there's something about it because it was from when you first.
Car.
Yeah, that one
your specifically. Your first dream car will always be your dream car.
Yes, I think it's
like
whatever.
No matter what.
Yeah,
don't think everyone has that.
Because you weren't into cars.
Correct.
You wanted a pony.
No,
your mom had horses. Already,
yeah, my mom had horses. No, because I remember we were on a vacation somewhere and our rental car was a PT Cruiser. And I was like, this car's sick. I want one. The wood trim.
Say sick the right way and the sentence still
sick.
Works. Nope. Say it the right way and the sentence still works.
I just, it was purple and it had that wood trim. And I was like, this car is
not even
sick.
Not even a cool PT Cruiser,
no.
But like the wood panel one.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know why I loved it. And I would rather
you
walk
were aspiring
now.
To that. That was the bar you set in your pathetic little life.
Yeah.
Someday.
So I don't think that the whole like car thing applies to
so
everyone.
When you see one, because this is really adjacent, but when Uber first came out, when Uber first came out, it was black car. Like,
oh,
to
yeah.
even become an Uber driver, you had to have a nice car,
okay.
period.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they were like, if you want to pay a little less, the Uber X or whatever they call it, do they still call it that?
I think so. I think there's Uber Black, Uber X. there's like the share thing.
But
like
Uber X, when it first came out, Uber X was like the crappy one, I thought.
I don't remember.
That's like the base one.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah. It will be like, a car.
You've got four-ish wheels.
Right. One of the first people who picked me up.
Was a PT Cruiser?
With the wood paneling.
Yeah.
The wood chuck.
There's a lot of room in there.
Dude, right? It is a serial killer starter kit. This
no,
dude's
no,
in the
no,
front.
That's a slug there, bug.
No, he's got, no, just because Dahmer had, no, not Dahmer, Bundy.
There you go.
The guy just seemed like he would kill people, had the rosy cheeks, even like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like embarrassed just even have humanity nearby, and all the space in the back with all the plastic laid out and the shovel and the bag of lime and the duct tape and the flex cuffs and whatnot.
Yeah. Are you sure that was an Uber?
Not entirely. I got in it though. So, okay, what changed?
I grew up.
Yeah, but okay. Do you have anything from high school? Like,
I mean, music, yes. When I hear Kesha, I'm like, that's a good time.
Timber?
No, not, well, kind of. But no, like, Blow or...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What does it do?
It just makes me want to...
Does an arm go up automatically?
And just like, I don't know.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely songs because it reminds me of prom. It reminds me of like, yeah, homecoming, all that stuff. Like I remember trying to dance with a girl to this song.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like?
Well, there are lots of girls. How do I?
What song? Give me a song.
Yeah, Usher. Usher, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It unlocks something in me. For sure. It's the greatest song ever made.
Aaron, which one?
Usher, yeah.
Okay. Aaron, you're the music director of this radio station.
Yeah.
Can we
play Yeah?
Can we play it right now?
Totally.
Of course we play Yeah.
Leave the video cameras rolling.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys believe in, like,
life after
in
love?
I believe in a thing called love. Justice to the rhythm of love.
You're doing the darkness?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I was doing Cher.
Do you believe in love after love? Do you believe you can affect destiny with, like, our TX, it might be you.
Yeah.
Like, you're watching the Nuggets play, say, and you're sitting on your couch and you're watching and the Nuggets are winning. And then you get up and you go do something in the kitchen and they just can't hit the broadside of a barn. They're missing every shot they go for. And you're like, oh my God, I got to get back to my that seat over there. I got to sit there because then.
No, I'm not with sports. I don't know. I can't really
rationalize
this. Because I believe your thoughts become things. So what you think about is
but
the life.
But where you sit on a couch does not affect how whoever plays, Jamal Murray plays.
Yeah, like Murray and Jokic have to lock it in, not me. Like, I can't.
Have you never been in a thing? Like, I've been in, like, my mom put this in me. I remember watching Bronco games when I was little. We'd be watching the Broncos just sucked. And my mom would be like, oh my God. And she'd get up and leave the room. And I'm like, what? And she'd come back and she had these dangly, like, arrowhead kind of Broncos earrings. She's like, I wasn't wearing their earrings. And then the Broncos would just.
Really?
They would just crush. And you're like, huh. What?
Okay.
Dude, all right. You've never been in like a Super Bowl party where it was like things are going well and then everybody mills around, gets some dip, and then it's not going well, and everybody's like, same places. You guys don't believe in that at
so
all.
So unreal. Yeah.
And growing up, like there weren't any sport. Whoever was playing the Super Bowl, it wasn't our team. I wouldn't have a team. So I was like, who cares? I'm here for the dip.
But yeah.
Get back to the dip and the wings.
Oh, so nobody's going to understand what I'm saying.
I don't know. Did you wear your mom's earrings?
No. Well, there's a couple reasons I'm bringing this up. Number one, I had a little time off and my buddy Chad, Slacker's buddy Chad, my buddy Chad. Aaron is such a friend stealer. It makes me want to die. I'm going to tell you this. Chad believes in what I'm saying. So...
Great, you guys can bond over it.
See, and I feel a little on the outskirts with Chad because I've met him, but I feel so like I don't want to cross this line that Aaron's just.
You can talk to him.
Yeah,
you can call him Slacker's buddy Chad all you want.
I genuflect to him, but
yes, that's very good.
Very professional relationship.
If you've ever bought Chad drinks thinking he was Dana White, sorry, we dupe people in that manner quite often. I had some time. His son Cody and Chad used to always come to Noah's football games. And Chad and I ran into each other, and he's like, Cody's team's 6-0. They're like, they're crushing.
Awesome.
They're like the best. And they're two games away from like, he's QB in it.
Yeah, he's like really good. I've seen
he's great.
Some posts on Facebook. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll absolutely come. So I drive, I get to the game, and when I walk up, everything came apart.
What?
Like,
no.
I went and found Chad's wife, and she's like, just the team is off. And I'm like, they haven't started yet. She's like, just practice. There's like a vibe.
Oh, no.
Everything is off. They went out there, did not score a point, and got steamrolled the entire game. 100%. At the end of the game, Chad came up, hugged me, said, thank you for coming. You cannot come ever again.
What?
He looked me in the eye and said, it's you. You're
were
not
welcome. Were you there for practice?
No.
Exactly. The vibes are already off. You showing up didn't make a difference.
But it was a long way from my house, so I was on the way. So the universe knew I was coming.
Does not
so
matter.
So everything fell apart. Then this last weekend, they had their next game. He's like, I'm not even going to tell you where it's at.
Jeez.
They must have really had to play lost. One of the best teams in the league after one of the most humiliating losses of their entire season. They shut him out.
Because they worked harder them. Because last week they should have won, so they put in more effort.
No,
because
I wasn't there.
No.
Because I wasn't there. So their championship is coming up, and I'm told he won't even tell me where it is. I'm like, is it in Parker? He's like, I can't tell you. He won't tell me what's happening.
I think you should show up. Don't.
No!
Tell anyone. Just sit in the car. And just wait.
What? Yeah. No, because what if it goes south? Then he finds out I'm there. Like I'm skulking out of the parking lot. Can I borrow your car? If I'm going to go.
Sure.
I'm
Could you root for the other team? How does it work?
Let me tell you.
And does Chad tell his team at, like the post game? Is he like, well, good news, everyone. Slacker's not coming next year.
I don't know.
I know you tried hard, but Slacker was in the stand. Dude. So what can you do?
Here's the whole point. So Broncos just played.
Okay.
They were terrible the whole game.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the game?
Yes.
They didn't play at all for three quarters. Mm. Okay. Because I wasn't watching. I was watching F1. Then I turned the game on. Don't shake your head, Aaron.
This is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. So I turn the game on. They score enough. They get ahead of this team. They were down 19-0. They got ahead. And I'm like, boom, decided to go out. I'm like, we just won. There's only a couple minutes left. No time left. I go out back to do some things. The other team scores and they're ahead with only like 30 seconds left.
Yeah, it was like the winning drive, you would think.
The other team won the game because I was outside. My family recognizes the juju and they said, get back in here and watch this last 30 seconds. They drove down and scored a field goal with zero time left.
Correlation is not causation.
The Slacker Show.
I got a story of a hijacking on the low seas. I don't know if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Because high seas, like out in the ocean, the pirates. Yeah.
Okay.
Pirates on the high seas is on the low seas.
Okay. I have a story about some people working out kind of the way I'd like to work out, actually.
Who thinks that's a null set, empty set, nothing?
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Aspen, Colorado.
Oh, no!
Dumb up there in Aspen, but a couple of bears broke into a gym.
Oh, you're doing this while Erica's out, so she doesn't have to be afraid.
So the bears got in. The bears apparently already in great shape, though. They didn't do much exercise.
They broke in?
And the video shows them walking around. They slurped down some protein shakes. They took a dip in the gym's cold plunge and said, that's enough for today.
And that's all they did.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
They actually went.
Yeah, they went in the cold plunge. They drank protein shakes.
But a protein shake has a different vibe to it. It's like, well, we got to hibernate here soon. Let's get some creatine on board.
It doesn't say if they made the protein shake or they were pre-made.
Blender out.
Be a story.
You gotta hit pulse, honey. What in the world is happening?
Yeah, they just kind of checked out the gym, so that's enough for today. Okay. Yesterday, so I don't want to overdo it. Then they went out. So the wildlife officials, they reminded locals, secure your things, remove food.
Secure your things. They broke into a gym. Yeah.
So there in Aspen, there are some buff-ass bears.
Yeah, apparently.
Just on.
Exactly. Yeah. So watch out. No one was hurt.
Okay. My story is out of California.
Oh. Oh.
So, some people were like surfing,
Bang 10.
And the woman was like surfing, and she's just kind of laying on her board for a minute, and she felt a bite on her foot.
What?
And she found an otter.
Oh my gosh.
It was an otter.
What's
an otter?
Otter?
An
otter than what?
Otter.
What was odd
it's an
about
otter.
It?
Otter.
Otter. What?
What was odd about it?
Okay. The otter just climbed onto the board, apparently tired of swimming, right, and bit her until she jumped off of the board and then was like, get your own board.
I am the captain now.
Wow.
Yeah, so luckily she was not seriously hurt. First responders had to rush to the scene. I don't know what that looks like. If it's Baywatch running slow-mo out there. She wasn't hurt. Eventually, she got her board back after she was rescued. No word on what happened to the otter.
Yeah, I don't know. He's been training with those bears, I think.
Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.